Both sides in this debate about the causation of anxiety, depression, and all the other illnesses, mental illnesses, they can bring forward evidence to show that they're right, you know. Both sides, both sides of the argument can bring forward forward evidence. And they can say, look, if people take this tablet, they take this chemical, then their symptoms reduce. Or a person says, well, if you employ this technique, you go in for this kind of therapy, then again, things improve for you, your problems reduce. So the understanding of these states of mind is not conclusive, and this debate is not resolved. There is no conclusion, there is no final outcome from this. Unfortunately for me, for Buddhist, we don't have this kind of discussion or debate in Buddhism. We don't talk about these things much at all, because Buddha, we believe, is a supreme doctor, okay, is a supreme psychiatrist, the supreme medical practitioner. And he said something like this. He said that all these conditions, anxiety, depression, unhappiness, they're all experiences within our own mind. They're not being experienced by our body. You know, our body can't feel depressed. It's we who feel depressed. Our body cannot feel anxious. It can feel tense, physically tense, but it's our mind that feels anxious. We, the person, are anxious, you know. The reason that we're anxious, or that we're depressed, or we're unhappy, is because our mind is unhappy, our mind is depressed, our mind is not experiencing happiness. So in Buddhism, it's very clear, we don't need to debate. We are always, all Buddhists everywhere, conclude that the causes of happiness and unhappiness are all inside the mind. It's all in the mind. Everything's in the mind. This is what you must have heard many, many times before. And you must also know, most people know now, that the method that we use to help alleviate these situations and prevent them from happening in the first place, how to finally beat them anyway if we've got them, is meditation. We talk about meditation a lot. It's a technique, a method for familiarizing our mind with the causes of happiness. It's a method for getting used to thinking about and focusing upon objects and feelings and thoughts that reduce our unhappiness and increase our happiness. Everyone's heard of meditation nowadays. And probably now at this point, some of you are thinking, I want to switch off because I can't meditate. Many people say, I can't meditate. I've tried meditation, I can't do it. Many, many, many people do this. So what I want to do tonight, or today, whenever you're viewing this, is instead of introducing a meditation to you and asking you to engage in that meditation, I'm going to first of all to use a technique which is very necessary if we want to stop our mind from being overwhelmed. This is the reason people say they can't meditate. Their mind is overwhelmed. They're thinking about too many things, they're worried about too many things, they're depressed about something, they can't stop thinking about this, they're obsessed in some way. Okay, so here's the method. I'll explain it first of all, I'll explain what we're going to do, and then we'll try it for 5 or 10 minutes and see how you get on. Okay, so if you don't get success with this technique, of course, that's not surprising if you've never tried it before. But if you continue to try it, if you continue to try what I'm about to introduce to you every day, every single day, you try doing this, you will find, I guarantee you'll find, you'll be able to get more control over your thoughts and your feelings to the point where you will actually be able to start to meditate. This is like a preparation for meditation, getting your mind ready to meditate. Sometimes people say, oh no, I can't meditate, so I better take drugs, I better take some antipsychotics or something, so I can calm my mind down. In Buddhism, we never believe in this is necessary. We just need a special method to control our mind. Okay, it's always our mind that is out of control. So this is important for us to understand, you know. We are human beings, we are people, and we have a mind. We have a body and we have a mind. So I'm not talking about bodies, I'm not talking about chemicals or surgery or anything like that. I'm just talking about the activity of the mind. And we are the owners of our mind. We can think about it like this. I possess a mind, I have a mind. You know, my mind is what does all the thinking and all the feeling. So we need to gain some sense of confidence that because we own this mind, we can actually start to control it. Maybe right now, for some of us, the mind is controlling us. It is doing things, it is saying things, there are strange things happening, strange feelings. And it feels like we are out of control because our mind has us under control. It is controlling us. If our mind gets depressed, we spend all day being depressed. If our mind becomes overexcited, worried about something, we become anxious. So this method is a method to sort of try to start to get this under control. And it's very simple. It's extremely simple and easy. The instruction that comes from Buddha's teaching is that when we recognize this is happening, when we lose our feeling, our good feeling, or our feeling of balance or happiness, when we lose it, and our mind begins to flood with unpleasant thoughts or angry thoughts, bad feelings, out of control feelings, something like this, at that stage, we should think to ourselves, I need to become like an inanimate object. I need to become like a piece of wood, like a piece of stone. I need to become like an object that has no thoughts and no feelings. So I'm going to talk a bit more in a moment, but the success of this practice comes about through our own determination. Okay? It's just because of our own determination that we're going to do this. And it requires a lot of energy, actually. One analogy I can say is a bit like if you're sitting in a room with the television set switched on, very loud, okay, and you don't want it on, and you've got your remote control, you press the button and you switch it off. Silence. But then for some reason, the TV comes back on again. So you've got to switch it off again. Then the TV comes back on again. You switch it off, comes back on, switch it off, comes back on, switch it off. Do you get the idea? So it's like this. Our mind will not stop just because we want it to. It will not stop sending us these bad ideas and so forth. But if we're determined and we just keep telling ourselves, I want to switch off these thoughts. I want these thoughts to stop. Okay? And then imagine, I'm just like a piece of wood. I have no thoughts. I have no feelings. I'm just like a stone or a rock or something. I don't have any thoughts or feelings. I want the mind to stop functioning altogether. It's impossible for that to happen, actually. The mind can never stop functioning. But what we can do with this process is we can slow down the power. We can reduce the power, slow down the number of the thoughts that we're having so that our mind relaxes. Okay? This is the objective of this meditation. It's not a meditation, it's a technique. It's a method, technique to calm our mind down.